Welcome to the Seven Figure Girls podcast, where we live, laugh, learn, and embrace the wisdom of everyday women doing extraordinary things. I'm your host, Katrina the Hurricane. Let's get ready to learn, grow, and crown. Welcome, Seven Figureistas. It is Katrina the Hurricane Harvey coming at you one more time. And guess what? It is December 1st. So happy December 1st. Today, I wanted to come and speak with you about the new year. I know it's December 1st, and new year will be here before we think about it. So January 2023. But this is the way I'm thinking right now. Why wait until January? Because I don't believe in making New Year's resolutions anymore. I do believe in changing the way I do things. And so I'm like, guess what? December 1st is my new year. Woo-hoo, so happy new year to me. I'm switching up things today because I want to be closer to my 2023 goals the day that 2023 starts. So I am changing up things today. So let me be very honest and transparent. So I have mentioned several times during different podcast episodes that I had weight loss surgery. That was 4 years ago. I don't know if anyone else has had weight loss surgery. I'm sure some of you have. But this is one thing, and I know they told me to look out for it, but the weight gain, the regain, I lost 148 pounds, and honestly, I was not liking how my face was looking. I'm used to a chubby face, and getting used to a thinner face was one thing. Of course, I could get down with a smaller size, but you know, I guess, you know, I'm in this good relationship now, and I'm just putting on happy weight, and I'm like, I am not feeling this, and this pandemic did not help, because I can't fit none of my jeans. And I'm like, I'm not buying any more jeans. I have one pair of jeans I can fit out of the 8 pair of jeans I got. I have been leggings happy, and you know, they stretch with you. And so I'm just like, I did not go through surgery. I did not go through everything it took to lose 148 pounds to go back to it. And I don't know. I asked my weight loss surgeon this because she keeps up with me. Every 6 months, I go see her. So every 6 months for 4 years, I have seen this woman, and we go over what I'm eating, and I'm supposed to be seeing a nutritionist right now. And I was like, you know what? I want to really tackle this by myself, because here's my thing. The weight gain is because I have gotten lazy. I know what I need to do. And I've always known what I need to do. But I want to be able to tackle this on my own. So this time she was like, I want to see you in 3 months. And I'm like, 3 months? What am I going to do in 3 months? You know, the holidays coming up. But you're like, I was like, I cannot use that as an excuse. I have to get more active. There are some vitamins or some nutrients that I'm still not getting in my regular diet. And so that, you know, she was like, she's more concerned about, you know, not necessarily about the weight gain, but that my body is getting the nutrients it needs, because I do not take my supplements like I'm supposed to. And so I was like, you know, I saw her in early November. I was like, December. I'm like, I made an appointment for February. I'm like, February is going to come up quick. I need to stop playing with myself and do something now. And then personally, I just don't like to see the number creep back up. And so, you know, and off and on, I'll fast and lose 10 pounds, but I gain it back. But I'm really going to look over my overall health, which is what all of us should be doing, looking over our overall health, looking at every aspect from our spirituality to the physical needs, like stretching, walking. I need to get more muscle tone. I've always needed to get more muscle tone. The nutrients, the supplements, just the food. And I am a sweet tooth addict, okay? I got to have me some sugar every day. But, you know, when I fast, I monitor it. I don't, you know, I may add a little honey to my smoothie, but I don't overdo it. And so I'm like, I'm capable. I'm like, hello. This weight loss surgery was a tool, and I am failing my tool because my restriction is still strong. I will eat something, and in a few bites, I will be like, I'm done. But then I will continuously go back until I'm finished. So, I'm like, I really have to monitor what I'm doing. So today, I had my usual coffee, which I use my coffee as a diuretic, and it 9 times out of 10 works every morning, if you know what I mean. I get that movement that I need. And then, but today I'm having a smoothie. So I mixed up some beets, some pineapple, some coconut water for hydration because I still do have a problem not drinking enough water and liquids to keep me hydrated. Even 4 years out, I'm like, this is rough. So I'm 44. I had surgery when I was 40. I'm like, I really need to get myself together. So that's one thing I'm doing health-wise. I'm doing smoothies. Like, I have these snacks, and yes, these snacks are 7 grams of protein, but they are 200 calories per snack, and I eat like two a day. I'm like, I'm out of them right now, and I am not gonna purchase them for the month of December. Do y'all know how much that's gonna hurt? That's gonna hurt. Not eating my snacks every day. Anyway, I'm gonna find other things. I'm gonna buy more fresh fruit. I'm gonna start drinking more smoothies. I still want to get my protein in. I have to get my protein in. So, more fish, chicken, beef, sweet potato things, really natural, nutritious things. I'm working on that. So I'm starting with that today. And my goal is, it might be kind of crazy, I want to lose between 12 to 15 pounds this month because I just want to be ahead of myself in 2023. Like, yo, I don't know if y'all are looking or thinking about your goals, but I am for 2023, and it's scaring me. I'm like, I have so much on the calendar right now for 2023, and I'm like, how am I gonna be able to do all this? For one, I need to be in peak health because I'm gonna be moving and grooving, shaking and baking. For those of you who don't know, I'm a pageant queen, and so I am competing again July 1st. I am currently Miss Texas All World Beauties 2023. And, I was first runner up last time. I'm usually second runner up. I was first runner up. So I'm like, I want to take home that title. I want that national title. And I know the appearances, I need to do, the volunteering I do, I know I'm going to need to be at peak performance. Besides that, I'm working a whole 9 to 5 and starting a business. Entrepreneurship is hard on its own, but throw in the fact that you have a 9 to 5 that you have to focus on every day. And then every night, you're trying to run a business. And so I need to be in optimum health to do that. So I am starting today. And so, like I said, that's just a few things I'm doing. But I'm going to make a list. And if you are part of the Seven Figure Girl podcast private group on Facebook, if not, come join. I'm telling you, myself and others, we're going to be sharing what we're doing to really get ourselves together. I want this to be such a community. For one, it is a space where you can really be yourself and secure, and just talk about things and get conversations. Like, I really want this to be a place for all of us where we can talk about our finances. Like, I did not used to talk about this, but this is a big part of it. I am like in debt, and I'm working on getting out of debt, and I have claimed bankruptcy before, and I was like, I will never claim bankruptcy again. I am in the process of doing debt consolidation because I want to purchase a house, and it's not a want. I am going to purchase a house in 2023, among other things I want to do. And good credit needs to be a part of that. My goal by the time my 45th birthday turns around next July is to be credit card debt free. One wonderful accomplishment I achieved a couple of years ago was I paid off my vehicle. I have a paid for vehicle that I drive. And yes, it needs things. I have a warranty on it that I pay. And that warranty has helped immensely when it came to get brakes redone and things like that. And so I'm blessed to have my paid off car. Like, this is the first I've had 7 cars in my life. A few I have paid outright for cash. But let me tell you, having I was the only owner of this vehicle. I bought a brand new SUV in 2015, and this is the first vehicle I have actually, the vehicle loan I have paid off. And let me tell you, when I took thousands of dollars and took that cashier's check to that finance company, and I got that title in the mail, I'm like, that was the most amazing feeling. Even though I've had titles because I bought cars cash outright, I'm like, this was different. This was like an accomplishment for me. And so, I just want to get myself together in every sense of the word. So I know you guys have goals. And I think, and I'm not gonna lie, a few months ago, I was like, okay, I know I set this goal for myself by 45 to be credit card debt free, to have this much in the bank, this much set aside. Like, I have all these little goals. And I was like, I don't think I'm gonna make it. But let me tell you, good Lord, I prayed. I was sitting in my prayer closet. Everybody know I got a prayer closet. And God was like, girl, you got this. You always had this. I don't know why you're playing. And I was like, Lord, you're right. And I figured out a way I can make it happen. And I'm going to make it happen. And I want to share those steps with you. But, I'm also about investing in mutual fund accounts, in stocks, in real estate, in multiple different things. And I have all of these great friends and associates who are doing all these marvelous things. And trust me, you are going to hear their stories. In 2023, you are going to see their faces. We are going to have a good time as we learn and grow together. But I seriously just, it was on my heart because I'm like, if I'm going through this, if I'm feeling this way about my weight, about my finances, just about my life and the goals that I have that are scaring me, but I'm so ready. And like, I get in discussions also with my boyfriend, my fiance. And I'm like, no, we're not going to say if this happens, when it happens. When we get, not if we get this house next year, when we get this house next year. I am claiming all the things I want to accomplish in 2023. I am claiming them. It's no longer if, it is when. So when my business turns a profit, when I'm able to speak on this platform, when I'm able to speak in front of this crowd. And let me tell you, I am going on a retreat in January. I have never really been on a retreat. I've been to conferences, professional things for my 9 to 5, but a personal retreat where I get to work on me and my goals and figuring my stuff out. Yeah, I don't have no idea. I'm so excited. I am so utterly excited. And so we're gonna talk to some women from that retreat. We're just it's, I don't know if y'all can hear my excitement when you hear about the things I have upcoming for Seven Figure Girls. It's gonna be off the chain. And once again, if you don't know, I have created a magazine. I am editor-in-chief of City Girl Dallas Magazine. Now, City Girl has many cities that it is published in, but I am the editor-in-chief of the Dallas issue. And so please go out and look at that. You can link to it from my Seven Figure Girl website. Come be a part of it. I would love to feature any of you and all of you, whether it be on the podcast or in the magazine or both. I feel like one of my purposes is to make sure everybody gets seen, gets their story told, gets their notoriety. That this is a platform for that because we all have something we can learn from each other. In any aspect, there's one thing I always say, and it's, God, I'm grateful for what you did give me and what you did not give me. Because there's a whole lot of stuff in this world that I don't want that you didn't give. And I thank you for that. And so you can learn from other people's mistakes, from their blessings, from the different things that they have been through and have not been through. So just take it all as learning. All right, so that's my message for today. I'm just happy it's December 1st. I'm excited. I love Christmas. I'm gonna show y'all Carmen. Carmen is my Christmas tree mannequin. I love her. And so just follow Seven Figure Girls on IG, on Facebook. Join our private group because don't forget, I have a giveaway coming up that I am posting today, December 1st. I'm going to leave it up till around December 15th, 16th, because guess what? All the things in this giveaway, I want you to use in the new year. I want you to start your new year off fresh, great, and amazing. So trust me, there'll be some 7-figure girl items in there. There'll be some other things for you to really enjoy. But guess what you got to do? You have to follow 7FG underscore CEO on IG. You need to follow 7-Figure Girls. You need to follow City Girl Dallas Magazine. And you need to be part of our Facebook group. So go ahead, join our Facebook group, and I will post and tag some people, get some more people involved, and we will pick a winner on December 16th. Yeah. All right, 7-Figureistas, it has been a pleasure as always. I love you, adore you, and remember in everything you do, learn, grow, crown. Talk to you later. Thank you for listening to the 7-Figure Girls podcast. To learn more about 7-Figure Girls or 7FG, check out our website at 7figuregirls.com. Please subscribe, share, and rate us anywhere where you can listen to your podcast. Until next time, cherish her, embrace her, honor her, and always crown her.